I'm Zachary Turner. The Audubon Annual Christmas Bird Count is a great excuse to brave the cold and listen to the winter woods. Between social media groups and bird identification apps, birding has never been more accessible. But as our city continues to both sprawl and fill in the remaining natural places, avian soundscapes give way to cars and the sounds of human flight. Here's the report. Cody Little pushed through some brush and peered through his binoculars.
What do you see?
Nothing. Just checking for some roosting ducks.
It's the annual Audubon Christmas bird count in South Charlotte. For one day, birders come from all over the area to survey a 7.5-mile radius centered on South Boulevard and East Woodlawn. Birders like twins Cody and Garrett Little.
In the birding community, we have what's called a spark bird.
That's Garrett.
That describes a bird that a birder saw that just made them say, "Oh my God, look at that." For me, that was a northern flicker in my yard.
A northern flicker is a type of woodpecker. For Cody Little, his brother was that spark.
Yeah, tell you my spark bird. I was like, look at this bird, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, actually, yeah. I think I'll devote pretty much my whole, every bit of free time for the foreseeable future to that.
But this cold winter morning, the only sounds we heard before dawn came from the birders. And a chorus of canines. But no birds. Bird watching is a bit of a misnomer, especially before sunrise, according to Garrett Little.
For every 10 species that I'm identifying by ear, I'm seeing one.
Noise pollution has made it that much harder, between traffic on the road and in the air. The twins will never know what birds they might have missed. The annual bird count helps keep track of overall bird decline. Since 1970, the U.S. has lost nearly 30% of its bird abundance. When Cody took over this 10-mile route, it had been a few years since his predecessor had visited some spots.
And he had described it as conducive habitat, and I was like, nah, man, this is like a Starbucks.
Suburban sprawl has erased some of the woods and wetlands birds once called home. As ball fields supplant natural grasslands, modern birding sometimes means shining a light over a retention pond in the back of a subdivision. Garrett Little said this can lead to some interesting encounters with the local human population.
If we accidentally step onto your land for a split second, it was an accident and we were just looking for birds.
Garrett Little clicked on the light and scanned the pond. No ducks, but as color slowly crept over the horizon, the white-throated sparrows began to chirp. Cody Little played a recording of the sparrow's song from the Merlin app.
Bird vocalizations are what interests me the most, I think. Just seeing and hearing how they communicate, it's really interesting.
The Christmas bird count is citizen science, where amateur researchers and the general public participate in data collection. Thanks to citizen scientists around the world, the Merlin app has identified over 10,000 birds. Humans aren't the only one listening to this library of bird songs. Sometimes, other birds are listening back.
So you were able to play his call on your phone and then he chirped back?
Yeah. Usually they'll come up. I don't know where he is.
A few hours after dawn and 10 miles from where the little twins started, Ava Kornfeld has just spotted an orange-crowned warbler. She's been birding for a little over 2 years now.
In December, I went on the Christmas bird count with Judy, and that's what really, like, I was like, I love this.
And,
yeah.
So. And you have to realize it was 18 degrees out.
Judy Walker is leading this group through Latta Park in Dilworth.
I cannot even begin to tell you how wonderful it is to bird now. I had to learn bird songs from a LP.
A long playing record, or LP, was a vinyl disc, about a foot in diameter, that could store about 25 minutes of music. Walker led her first bird count in the 80s.
You guys weren't even a twinkle in anybody's eye.
My mom was like 13.
Oh, shut!
The tools of the trade aren't the only thing that's changed.
In the spring, it's gotten a lot even quieter, and it's quiet now. The birds are just not singing as much as they used to. Even in the winter, you usually have birds, as they feed, chirping at each other and making sounds, but they're really pretty quiet. I've noticed in the last couple of years.
Research has shown that birdsong reduces stress and relieves anxiety, while urban noise, like traffic, can contribute to depression. The city amended its noise ordinance in 2019 to restrict noise pollution, but it does little to relieve the ambient sounds of everyday life, or restore the natural sounds we've lost. Still, Charlotte has made some progress where it concerns habitat restoration. Walker passed a debris pile on the trail. She said Mecklenburg Park and Rec has started leaving habitat like fallen branches and dead trees.
They're beginning to see that, especially in parks like this or in our preserves, nature preserves, like Chantilly and that, those kinds of places. They let it go a little wilder and natural.
In total, the birders identified 88 species this Christmas count. Not bad, considering the record is 100. And the count's not over. In 2 weeks, Walker's leading a count in the PD National Wildlife Refuge. I'm Zachary Turner in Charlotte.